victorious head coach. We got Mr. Rob Odom on the phones right now. West Feliciana Saints, as we mentioned just a second ago, getting a 44-24 win over Glen Oaks. Coach, congratulations on the win. Thanks so much for joining us here.
Thank y'all, fellas. How y'all doing?
We're doing wonderful, man. We're missing you. We thought we'd have you in studio tonight. You had to take a quick trip over there to Lake Charles, see the in-laws. I don't blame you. Your wife's a whole lot better looking than we are, so I can't blame you for wanting to spend a little quality time with her instead of us. But, Coach Odom, congratulations. It's kind of been a strange year for you, honestly, if you go back to all the way to Jamboree where you defeat Zachary in week one. You had to make a couple of tough coaches decisions and sitting a few players early in the year. You get some big wins. You get a big win against Live Oak. You play well throughout district. You lead U High at halftime. Really well played ball game last week against Parview, and especially with a really, really young Saints team this year.
I mean, we've seen everything this year, you know, and been through everything. But I think we're starting to kind of hit it all on the all cylinders here at the end of the year. You know, we had some injuries too. We got some people back, and we look forward to the playoffs.
Coach, when you start to look towards the postseason, you're in a spot, if I'm not mistaken, under the LHSA power rankings to have a home playoff game in round one. How important is that for you guys?
You know, we think it's real important. You know, we'd like to have all our playoff games at home if we could, you know. But the first one, for sure, that's what you shoot for, is to get in the playoffs and to host the first round game, you know. So hopefully we'll be fortunate enough to do that when the things end up tonight and see where we fall.
Coach, we talked a little bit of, mentioned your youth. Talk a little bit about your offensive line, defensive line. You got two or three young guys going both ways.
We got sophomore left guard, Jacob Fudge. We got a couple juniors with Brent Williams and Jason McCray, and you know, then we got a couple seniors mixed in there, and we rotate them in on both sides of the ball. You know, in the past, we've been able to kind of play linemen one way, but this year kind of more, and last year a little bit more too. We've had to, you know, play them all both ways, you know, but we're fortunate enough to have enough, and some other kids have stepped up here late in the year to help give us some blows.
Coach, number six for you, what's his name?
Yes. Devon Harris.
Devon Harris, he's the what?
He's a sophomore.
That kid can fly, right?
Oh, yeah.
You did some things with him on some jet sweeps and things. Yeah. And his first step, he's wide open.
He's wide open. It don't take him long to get started. And he had a big game for us last night, too. He called a few passes for 80-something yards. I think he rushed for like 40 yards on some carries. No, he's played quarterback earlier in the year. When our starting quarterback didn't play, he started quarterback for us for two games. You know, he returns kicks. He can do everything, man.
Coach Odom, I think a couple weeks ago in the paper was talking about a trio of guys you have running the football that had at least 500 yards or so. Is some of that kind of by design? You guys like to get a lot of players involved, or is that how the season has kind of progressed, that some of these guys have been able to take a bigger role in sharing the football?
You know, it's kind of how it progressed. Of course, last year we had Ryan and Jazz, you know, and, you know, they kind of carried the load on offense. This year it's just been a mixture, you know, and it's a good thing. Like against Parkview, we rushed for right at 300 yards and not one back have over 100 yards, you know. And last night we rushed for 200-something yards and not one back have over 100, and we threw for like 130, you know. So it's fun. You can't really – you know, and even what we do, it's hard to kind of key on one guy, but I guess you kind of could if the quarterback pulls it all the time. But, you know, we got our tie backs. You know, you very rarely don't hear much about them, Josh Morrison and Trey Cummins. And those two guys are just team players. And they're where they're supposed to be. They block. When it's their turn to carry the ball, they do a good job for us.
Rob, with West Feliciana head coach Rob Odom joining us from taking a little time out of his off weekend from Lake Charles. We appreciate that. Coach, last week was the first time we got to see you in person. Early in the ball game, you went to a unbalanced power eye type deal. Yeah. Is that something that you've done throughout the course of the year, or is that something that it was the first time last week? And is that going to continue to be a part of your offense?
Yeah, it will continue to be probably. I mean, we practiced it in practices and ran in any games, and we're doing that because I believe we're good enough up front to do it, and we got some backs that can run downhill, you know, and it's just going to be mixed into a part of what we do. And, you know, I know going into playoffs, we're hopefully going to be one of them top 16 teams. We believe we are, but, you know, and, you know, I believe we're one of the best teams in 3A. And that's my personal opinion. And if we're looking on all cylinders, I think we're going to be a tough team to beat.
Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate you carving out a couple minutes of your time this evening. Congratulations on the win to close out the regular season. Best of luck as you guys prepare for the playoffs.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Coach, come join us anytime you want, man. Hopefully you'll be down in the dome. It'll take a little while for you to get to us on where you can come up here to the studio. But you're always welcome, man.
I appreciate it, man. Y'all do a great job. You know that. And we appreciate everything y'all do for high school sports, especially football.
Have fun down there this weekend, Coach. Be careful.
Thank you, man.
There you go. It's West Feliciana head football coach Rob Odom as they get the win over Glen Oaks last night. Looking at how things kind of plan out in 3A, they sit at 13 with a relatively high strength factor, 8.22. And I look at other teams within the area. You see Port Allen at 25, Brule at 27, and they're going to take that 32. So no local teams are on that, you know, 32 cut and block. But
West Feliciana loses a very special class with a very special – a couple players in Jazz Ferguson and Ryan Reed last year.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
When I went up there, I really did not know what to expect. Coach Odom, when he says he's been through a little bit of everything, people have no idea what they've been through. I know a little bit. He's been through it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't know what to expect. And when I went up there and watched him against Parkview last week, I was really, really impressed with the job that he's done. Maybe one of his better coaching jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They're really young. Next year, West Feliciana could be a real force in that 3A district and statewide, because you know what that 3A district is. It's the SEC of the West.
And it's something we talked about a couple of weeks ago, and I was alluding to with him. Derek Turner is quarterback, Devon Harris, and there was one more running back in that mix had all at least – somewhere a couple weeks ago had about 500 yards apiece. And by design, he's able to get these guys more work. He's able to share the football and grow his team.
And when you're running an offense like they run, it's very similar. It's not the exact same, but it's very, very similar. It's based off of the same thing Parkview does. And what happens is you have a fullback, you have two tie backs. Well, it's three guys, and for all of them to have around that, and then you throw your quarterback in there,
mm-hmm.
it allows you not to key on one. If you have one guy rushing for 1,000 yards and another guy rushing for 300 yards, well, you're going to sit here and say, okay, I got to shut this guy down. Mm-hmm. You have balance now between all three of those positions. That creates problems for a defensive coordinator.
West Feliciana getting the win on Thursday against Glen Oaks. To find scores from last night's action, visit us online at 1045ESPN.com. More scores, more coaches coming your way on this Week 10 edition of the Louisiana Prep Scoreboard Show presented by Lake.